Morning, Lee.
First of all, are you happy with the sentences they received?
Well, it's not for me to comment on whether I'm happy or not, but I think the point is really important that we are not the sentencing authority, and the police have a role to investigate, and we had significant concerns raised to us by the people of Cheshire. We responded to those concerns. We identified the individuals who were inciting this behaviour. We arrested them and put the evidence before the Crown Prosecution Service, who quickly put the matter before the courts, and the sentence that the judge handed down yesterday was one that he felt was appropriate, bearing in mind the severity of what could have happened and the mood of the nation at the time. I think there's another point which is really important in this. We are often criticised for failing to tackle those who cause crime, those who are the ringleaders. And just bear in mind the public concern that there was this time last week. Let's not forget that. If these men had succeeded in their intention and this was admitted behaviour, these were guilty pleas, how many other people would have engaged in criminal activity? How many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of pounds worth of damage would have been caused? Never mind community damage and the feeling of unsafety that it would have generated. People potentially injured, potentially lives lost. It didn't happen, but this sentence certainly reflects the gravity of the mood of the nation and the community all the communities that were touched by fear, not just those that you saw in the major cities. Every town in Cheshire was under threat as well.
Do you think the fact that it didn't happen makes it less serious than if it had have actually taken place?
Well, no, that's exactly my point, because if it had have happened, others, many others, would have engaged in criminal activity. We stopped and arrested those who were inciting, seeking to get people together to act in that manner.
Why did it not happen then? How did you stop it?
We went and arrested them. They were both arrested a week ago yesterday, and that was prompt action before the riot, before the gang could start to come together, before these things could develop their own momentum. And by taking that action and closing that Facebook site down and responding to the concerns of the public of Cheshire and keeping them updated with what we were doing meant that we nipped it in the bud.
Had anyone seen it, though? Did anyone turn up expecting there to be a riot or trouble at all in either of those towns?
Well, we turned up, we responded, we put high visibility uniform patrols there, and that didn't happen. So really, in terms of the extent of the success of it, responding to the public concern the way that we did and tackling these men and their criminal intentions had the desired effect. As well, I was listening as well to what one of somebody on your news programme was saying about the deterrent effect. Absolutely right that we do need to send out a signal that says very, very sharply to people, if you act in this way, if you are intent upon getting a gang together to take a free ride to criminality without there being any consequence, then you've got it wrong. We will robustly tackle people who incite crimes of this type, and that has been reflected in the sentence.
And you're convinced they were serious about their intentions? They weren't just sitting from the safety of their bedroom just, I don't know, threatening these things, or just messing about, basically?
Well, these men have appeared before the court and they have pleaded guilty to inciting a riot. Their intention is admitted by them, and that really, for me, says it all.
And you do think it sends out a message then? You don't think that 4 years in jail for these men may actually be counterproductive?
It's important to underline the deterrent effect when people sit in front of their computers and think that they can, and let's remember that social media sites were used across the nation to get groups of people together to act in a criminal way, and these men were trying to do exactly the same as that. And in doing so, the gravity of what they were trying to do has been reflected in the sentence the judge handed down.
How easy was it for you to deal with the fact that it was on a social network site? Is it easy for you to get these things closed down and find out about it in the first place?
Well, we had a significant number of calls from the public who were looking at the social networking sites, and it was a matter for us to investigate that, to establish who the people were, and to work with Facebook, who were very positive and very good in the way that they responded to our concerns, and the men were arrested quickly. So the whole thing, from our point of view, went very well.